You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 29, Spirituality and Organized Religion. Today's challenge. It's enough to simply be spiritual. There's no need to be religious or to belong to an organized religion. Today's defense. This presupposes that we don't know which religion is true. If we knew little about the supernatural world, perhaps just that it exists, it might make sense to hold to only a general spirituality. However, if we know more, the situation changes. The more we know, the more we're obligated to believe. And if we know enough to show that a particular religion is true, we're obligated by our knowledge of the truth to embrace that religion. And if the religion we know to be true is organized, we're obligated to embrace organized religion. Individuals vary in what they know. Some may know only enough to justify a general spirituality, but this isn't the case for everyone. An extensive body of evidence supporting the Christian faith exists. This evidence is documented by the field known as Christian apologetics, and some of it is found in this book. Those aware of this evidence and the truth of the Christian faith are obliged to accept it. For them, merely being spiritual is not enough. They're obliged by their knowledge of the truth to become Christian. Christianity is an organized religion and has been so since the beginning. It was founded by Jesus, who appointed 12 apostles to be its first leaders. See Matthew 10, Mark 3, Luke 6. They then appointed other leaders, and the Christian faithful have an obligation to respect their leaders, 1 Thessalonians 5:12, Hebrews 13:17. Having more knowledge and thus more truth is good. We apply this principle in every other field, and it's true in religion and spirituality as well. The fact God has revealed more about himself also gives us greater reason to love and appreciate him and what he's done for us. Tip: those who have only a general spirituality should consider, suppose it were possible to know more. Wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't that be a good thing? This can be an invitation to study the Christian faith and the evidence supporting it.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.